Today on the dark side of the news, Bill Cosby's comedy tour canceled due to ongoing sexual assault lawsuits. The latest on that at 5. Alabama woman sentenced to nearly 100 years on sodomy and, wait for it kids, bestiality charges. And a Missouri woman allegedly slit a 6-year-old boy's throat so he could rest in peace. Oh, the fine world we live in. Today on the dark side of...
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the dark side of...
It is. It's the dark side of the news, and of course, lots going on. If you enjoy our program, we'd appreciate you supporting it. Patreon.com, search dark side of, or go to our website, darksidepod.com, and that'll take you right to that page. It's only $5 a month, and in exchange for that, you're going to get advanced episodes of the show way before they go public. You're also going to get advanced episodes of the show, and the same thing, advanced in the archive of episodes is what I was trying to say. The archive of all of our episodes, including our final chapter segments that we do on some episodes. You also get it all commercial free. So if you like the show, you like binging it, check that out. It's only $5, and that's really what helps fuel this thing and allows us to stay on the air. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, you know, not a whole lot, Tony. I was listening to all the stories you were talking about at the top there, and I was like, and you know, that's just a little bitty sampling of all the twisted shit that goes on these days. That's just, there's so many really dark things going on.
If you thought 99 was bad, just wait till 2021. I mean, it's what is interesting to me is, do you remember before 9/11, which, you know, we're on the eve here of it, and there was a there was a Gary Condit story. Britney Spears had a snake around her neck. There was a lot of, you know, fluff going on in the news. There really wasn't a lot of super big stories. The millennium, Y2K was, you know, it didn't happen. And then 9/11 happened, and The Onion put out a kind of a funny headline of it. It's like, America stops caring about all the stupid shit they cared about before, something like that. And it was like, oh my God, headlines will never be like this crazy again. I feel like, oh, the pendulum swung back there 20 years later. And it's like, it's magnified. It's far worse than what they were back
right?
then. It's just as absurd, but it's like, who the fuck would have thought Bill Cosby was a sexual predator at that point in time? You know, this idea of, these headlines that are just out there. Said 100 woman sent to 100 years for sodomy and bestiality charges. A Missouri woman slit a six-year-old boy's right. neck so he could rest in peace. I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Like that sounds like meth or something, or like some kind of schizophrenic break.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you know, everything is just packed with these stories.
I swear. And I know that dark, it's not like, you know, John Wayne Gacy, you know.
No.
It's not like everything's all been rosy and great. You know, there's been horrific things happen since the beginning of time. But it's just, I don't know, maybe lately everything's just so dark anyway. It's just a really, people don't seem to like each other. Nobody can, like, half the people... like 50%, I don't know if it's 50%, but a lot of Americans don't even think COVID exists.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even agree on a pandemic these days. It just, everything just seems so dark.
Yeah.
And kind of hopeless. And then you hear this sort of stuff.
I know.
It's like, oh.
And I'm like, I'm having to like take a break from Dateline because I've been binging it so much, and I've just, you know, I don't think it's helped my mental state over the last month, because there was just kind of a lot of shit going on, and I was just kind of binging that so much, and like, I need more positivity. I mean, I love doing this show, and that will never change, but there's a difference between doing a half hour here of this show, you know, twice a week or three times a week, versus me binging Dateline for 7 hours a day in the background, right, while I'm
you
gotta
at some point be like, gotta walk away from
Dateline. I know, like, and I'm working all day. It's hard. I'm not just like sitting there watching Dateline. I'm working, but it's on in the background constantly. And it's just, and then here's something I did too, because I get on these obsessive kicks of things. Like when I really like something, I really like it, and I'll like use it till it's dead. And it's the same with shows or podcasts. If I really like it, I'm going to listen to every possible episode I can.
Oh God, yeah.
So I got into the Dateline kick when we're going to Florida, because something to listen to for that drive. And then you can listen to the podcast. So I've been like, for the last several weeks, if I wasn't watching Dateline while I was working or going to bed, I was walking around with my phone listening to Dateline or in the truck driving, or all it was like Dateline. And it's just part of, I think, my aspiness, where I just get on these kicks. But it was, and I thought nothing of it. But there was a point where I'm like, I think some of the darkness of this show is like starting to affect me. I'm just not feeling well. And I'm taking a Dateline diet.
Well, and I had to take just a news diet. Like
I've already done that.
I listen to public radio in the morning. I like NPR. But I've even gotten to where by the afternoon, I just can't.
Yeah. And,
I can't watch any news on TV at all.
I cut that out already. And I feel like this is like, you know, part of like, if you were to say like, okay, I'm going to, and you've done this, you know, I'm going to become a vegetarian. And there's a difference between vegetarian and vegan. And I feel like I'm just like vegetarian from news type stuff right now, but I'm still kind of,
I'm not quite vegan yet.
I'm still eating the fish a little bit, and I'm eating, you know, some cheese and eggs and all that. And that's like Dateline and like 60 minutes and 48 hours. And it's like, oh shit, like maybe I do want to go all vegan, because I'm still not quite feeling right. So I don't know. It's just kind of funny how you can get on those kicks, and just, I mean, that stuff, yeah, it will affect you. So listen to our show as often and as much as you possibly can, especially when you're going to bed and if you're feeling really down. No, I'm kidding.
Because this bring you right back up.
I'm not saying that at all. But our humor probably will. So that's the only thing you can do on a show like this, is you have to be able to laugh. Otherwise, this would just be the most depressing. That'd be an interesting show, though, if you just do the show and this, everybody's like, that's horrible. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
What's your next story? Because that one was as bad as it gets,
that was
Tony.
That just horrible. I'm crying. And you just, the whole thing is like that. And just, and then you go to the next story, you just read it. And then at the end, the same thing. That's horrible.
Then you tried to do happy stories. And it's like, well, that was boring.
Like, but
it's the crime and the murder and shit.
It's the same tone. Welcome to the super happy, wonderful show. Here's a story about children and ponies and their life being saved. It's just the same
Jesus.
Tone. At the end, it's like, that was special. That was happy.
And now for our next happy story.
You're probably getting a shitload of listeners. Okay, let's go to our next story, or our first story. Bill Cosby's comedy tour canceled. Who would have thunk? Oh, my God. Due to ongoing sexual assault lawsuits. Did you know he had a tour coming up?
No. And so today I read that and I sent it. I was like, what the F, Tony? And I'm like, I had no idea. No, like, what says comedy tour? Like, I think I'm going to go on a comedy tour more than I just got out of prison and accused of sexual assault by like 65 women.
Comedy time.
Like, what are you going to make jokes about? And who's going to buy those damn tickets? Like, who wants to be seen going into your show?
That would be a really interesting social experiment. of saying.
And you're Bill Cosby. Chances are there's some revenue streams still coming in.
Sure.
Why not just take up gardening or fishing or whatever it is? You're old. Like,
suicide.
Just live out your life. Be quiet.
Take up suicide. Like, you know, that'd be a good one for Bill. Most people, if they had done this sort of shit and they weren't completely in denial of it all, it's a viable option for someone that is a horrible human being. But I don't think Bill's going to take that road.
Yeah.
I think if he can, he will still try and get on the road. I don't put it past him to be able to do at least one more show before he's dead. And people will go to it.
And people will protest it as well.
Oh, they will. They yeah. will. But it will be sold out. People will go to it. It'll be protested super heavily. The only issue that I could see on this being him not being able to find a venue that would host it. Because the venue would get boycotted. It would have to be something like where him privately like renting out a park or something and making it his own private event, you know, put together by him on public land.
I don't even get it. Like how twisted, like his mind ain't right. Like you've been accused of some horrific crimes, which chances are, you know, you did.
Yeah.
Once again, I can't imagine this many women coming out and saying the same thing. Women who didn't even know each other. No. And that can happen. Don't get me wrong. I totally believe that men can be and are falsely accused every day.
Sure.
But this Bill Cosby thing's just different. So even if, let's just go with him, like even if you're completely innocent, but 60 plus women came out and accused you of something and you went to prison, you got out on a technicality and you're like, now is it time for a comedy tour? like what? I mean, even if he was innocent of all that shit, like the technicality was you admitted to it.
And that's the irony. That's the irony of all of it. It's like, you're celebrating that you admitted to all of this. So let's go on a comedy tour, kids, because, yeah. So the story goes, it looks like the joke's on Bill Cosby, and this is WENN television reporting. A famed television star was forced to cancel his scheduled comedy tour amid his contentious sexual assault case, TMZ reports. A rep for Cosby revealed that the tour was put on hold because of a burdening lawsuit filed by one of the comedian's alleged victims, Judy Huth. Back in 2014, Huth sued Cosby for allegedly sexually assaulting her in the 70s when the two were at the Playboy Mansion. Huth was only a 15-year-old at the time of the incident. Cosby has vehemently denied the allegations. Huth's suit was briefly put on pause because of another ongoing sexual assault case against the 84-year-old involving Andrea Konstad in 2005. The former Temple University basketball coach alleged that the Emmy nominee drugged and raped her when she visited the star in his home in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, after a night out with friends. Cosby was ordered to pay Konstad nearly $3.4 million in a settlement suit that the two hashed out in 2006. Huth's trial against the star has been set for spring 2022, the report notes. Cosby worries that his legal woes will follow him if he sets out on a tour, and his legal team believes Huth's lawyers will be paying close attention to the material he uses in his stand-up as evidence to include in the defense against him. The Fat Albert creator told TMZ back in July that he wanted to go around the country to host stand-up appearances at prisons, schools, and neighborhoods, hoping to talk to people about being better citizens and curbing violence. Cosby's spokesman adamantly claimed that despite his controversial prison release, fans of the star were eager to hear from him. "The world wants to see Mr. Cosby," they told the outlet. I do a stand-up tour Mr. Cosby, like, can you imagine being like the new assistant there? Yes, Mr. Cosby would like you to make some calls. He's planning on doing a stand-up tour at prisons, schools, and neighborhoods. The purpose is to talk about being better citizens and curbing violence. So by noon, could we maybe have four options from this list of cities I'm giving you? And we'll pass them by Mr. Cosby and see what he thinks. He particularly says schools, at least junior high, and that's the only restriction there, okay?
Like, what the actual hell? I just don't get it. Like, isn't life just so... Everything's so weird.
Well, the fact like, that people are willing to follow that, insanity...
When I read that today, I literally... Googled Bill Cosby canceling comedy tour because I'm like, this is like some weird Onion thing that got published and, you know, somebody else picked up on it like it was legit.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
No, it's real.
And it wasn't. All these other articles popped up.
Well, here's the thing, and here's what just baffles me. People used to have, I guess, principles or standards as far as what they would do for their employer. That's why, like, if you had like a celebrity or something that just really went off the deep end, they were just kind of out there on their own. There wasn't like publicists and people lining up to work with them. It was like, who the fuck would want to? No way. But now there's this whole other culture of people going, well, he needs a chance, or this, or somebody's going to raise their hand and say, yeah, I'll do that. I'll work there. And I don't know if the, you know, some will believe that this shit isn't real, because it's not like Bill's typing an email out saying, I'm going to do stand-up appearances at prisons, schools, and neighborhoods, and I'd like to talk about being better citizens and curbing violence, and pressing send all. There's somebody doing this. There's somebody with him at his side.
Well, because he's blind. He can't even, you know, maybe he like has talked.
But there's other human beings that are involved in this process that are not saying, you're out of your fucking mind. If we do this, I quit. They're like, okay, Mr. Cosby, whatever you'd like, Mr. Cosby. That to me, like, what is that? When you're, are you just doing it for the paycheck, or are you literally insane?
We recently talked about that, about R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And the same thing. There's just people who around him are enabling him.
Yeah.
Or did in R. Kelly's case, and are in Bill Cosby's case. You know, it's like, because maybe they're, I don't know, maybe they're convinced he's innocent. I don't know. But it's like, I think these people, because of their name, there are people out there who are like, you bet. I want to say I worked for Bill Cosby. I just don't understand it.
I can't do things that I believe are wrong, you know, like that. And like, if an employer had ever asked me to do something like that, I'd be out. I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Well, I'm not going to be specific by any means, of course, but I have literally said in a work environment before that I don't feel like I'm ethically in line with your company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just think that sometimes, despite the fact that you might need a job, you want the paycheck, all of that shit, you have to stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
And I might take it to the extreme a little bit, because I am that person who is willing to like not have a job.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that there are times where you do it because it's the right thing to do. And that's, I think we should all have a moral compass that's set in that direction, but we don't. And that's why this show exists. Actually.
Exactly. I know.
It's like, it's just so messed up.
And from one to the next, an Alabama woman sentenced to nearly 100 years on sodomy and bestiality charges.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish I had like an animal sound effect right now. It's like,
I'm so glad you don't.
Carol, you get to play the part of the animals. Whatever animals come up in the story, you make the sound effects as we hit them.
I'm not doing that. Go ahead.
This is from Marshall County, Alabama. And the story we're finding from the website True Crime Daily. A woman from Albertville was sentenced to 99 years in prison for charges of sodomy, sexual torture, and bestiality. According to WHNT-TV, the one you can count on. I just made that part up. The 37-year-old Holly Debbard pled guilty in July to charges stemming from an incident in 2020. Debbard and Van Christopher Havis were arrested in January 2020, according to the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. On Wednesday, Havis was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole for his involvement, according to WHNT-TV, the one that you can stare at all night long as you can't fall asleep. WHNT. On January 17th, 2020, the Marshall County Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook from the local newspaper the advertiser Gleam describing two charges. A video that was shared extensively online reported depicted the two defendants, Carol, cue the animal sounds.
I thought two defendants are Carol Hughes. That's what I thought you were going to say. I'm like,
okay, this is fucking horrific here. So
oh my God, do I need to take my headphones off? Because I will.
They didn't
and just
say,
yell loudly when
they're not listing
over.
The animal, but just listen to this horrible thing.
Do I have to just do it and then when it's time for me to come back
it's,
in?
It's key for the story. It's not involving the animal. Okay. I guess kind of, but it's more so it depicted two defendants. A mentally disabled man and a domesticated animal. Officials said the case was horrific and particularly disturbing, according to the Facebook post. Marshall County Marshall County Assistant District Attorney told WHNT, the one you can depend on for stories involving domesticated pets. After Dearborn sentencing, this is one case that was just physically repulsive. You know, it made your stomach churn watching these videos. It's so violent and so aggressive. And what they're doing to this victim, again, it's awful. Words cannot describe it. According to WHNT, the one that's watching you through your windows late at night, Marshall County District Attorney Everett Johansson said it was one of the most disturbing and offensive cases he has ever had in his career. That's it.
Okay, good.
It didn't get into details.
Thank you.
And looking at these fine individuals, I guess I can't say I'm surprised. But
it's just...
It looks like there was probably some drugs involved. I can't imagine. I don't know how it wouldn't be. I guess
they don't have teeth.
Well, they just kind of got that look to them. Their mouths are closed. But this is something I was saying the other day. In cases like this, like the best words you can hear in the story is drugs were involved. That's not even uttered in the story and it's nothing to like do with it whatsoever. That's where it gets truly frightening because it's like these people were just doing this shit. Like
so
without
how many
drugs?
People were involved in it?
I couldn't quite decipher it if it was just the two of them or if there was a third person. I don't know if it was she was with this guy who had these disabilities and then decided to film him doing things with a domesticated animal, as it was stated, or what?
So because he has some deficiencies, mm-hmm. let's say. So then she's the one charged. Like, are they considering him like a victim?
It looks like it looks like they're both currently charged, but it does seem to recognize him as having disabilities. And so I wonder if that's going to change. I guess they'll probably, you know, take a look at the case deeper and see just, you know, what's the role here? Is she supposed to be his caretaker, does he need a caretaker?
Yeah, what's their relationship?
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just God. These are things where it's like, you know, from the backwoods of this place or that place. And it makes me, you know, because here's where my mind goes when I'm out driving in the country. It's like you have those few moments like you're just driving along and it's just you know, a real nice day and there's, you know, music playing in the, you know, radio. And it's like, this is just peaceful. I'm just enjoying my drive. Look at, there's a butterfly over there. This is great.
You play the darkest song ever. I know. Lyrically is so dark.
This is what I would play though. And then you're like, oh, look at that little house down there. Looks kind of cute. Oh, maybe not so cute. It looks like it might be a little rough. Oh, maybe somebody, I don't think anybody lives there. Maybe, oh my God, I think there's something moving upstairs. Oh my God. Is that a Great Pyrenees and a man?
Oh my God. Stop it. Stop.
And then you're like, your little pure ride in the country is totally tainted.
Oh, stop. I kind of, years ago, and I can't go into much detail here because it's been something I've tried to forget for a really long time.
Well, let's bring it back.
But it was at work, and I have been working at this place for very long. I'm not even going to say what place I was working at. And so one of the guys had some pornographic tape that he was going to show everybody at work. And it kind of was along the lines of what we're talking about here. It very much was. And I ended up throwing up. And like, I didn't really know what I was getting into watching that day. And so I sat down and I literally took my filing with me because I thought I can file these things as I'm hanging out with my coworkers watching whatever this is. It was like shit that I can never get out of my brain.
So what happened? Like, what was going on the screen?
That's all I'm going to say.
Was there animals?
Let's just say this story.
Oh my God.
Of what I saw. And it was horrific.
Oh
and
my God.
I wasn't watching for very long. I ended up going to my office and I'm like, I can't do this. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in my office. I didn't realize this is what we would be doing today. And it was at work.
What kind of workplace was this?
It was a radio station. What do you think?
Of course it was.
I was working for WKRP at the time. I mean, it was like, Jesus Christ. And they continued watching it. And there was just... And then they go, Carol, you've got to see this. No, I really don't. I really don't.
That's great. And then
I was the kind of the new girl, and I just didn't want to be like not cool, which is so stupid because now at this age in my life, I don't give any shits if I'm perceived as not cool. I could care less what you think about me as far as if I'm cool or not. Whatever. I would be like, and now at this point in my life, I would be on I'd be on the phone with HR. I'd be reporting every single one of them. But because you know me, I would be.
Oh, sure.
And yeah, that's me. Like, fireable offense. They should all be fired.
I think today it would certainly be. I mean, you know, back in the day it would have been something like this. It'd be like country 104.7.
It was not a country station.
Okay. What format is it?
I'm not saying just in case Rock? Anybody who's listening okay. to this happens to know me.
Okay, well then I'm gonna just pick a fucking format. I'm just gonna say this. It doesn't matter what the song is. I need an intro for some sort. Music 104.5.
Music.
It's a hot day here at the radio station. We were just in the conference room. Billy brought in the VHS, and we're kind of watching some home movies. You wouldn't believe what he just showed us. His family really is into goats. I got to give him that. Here's George Strait on Music.
There's a plane or a bus.
Please do not ever associate George Strait with that. He has nothing to do with it.
That's how it would have gone. And so that shit went down.
Oh, my God.
Got to say, his family was really, really into goats, you know?
It's just like, like, I just don't, I'm pretty normal. I'm a pretty normal person. I just don't understand it.
Or is she? Or does she completely understand it and she's just not telling us why?
Oh, that's so me.
We got another one. A Missouri woman allegedly... There's a lot out of Missouri here. And it's kind of disconcerting because it's so close to me.
It's Missouri.
Yeah. Missouri woman allegedly slit six-year-old boy's throat so he could, quote, rest in peace.
Oh,
a
God.
46-year-old woman was arrested in August after she allegedly slit a six-year-old's throat. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Natalie... Joaquim called St. Charles County Police on August 27th at 11:20 p.m. to report a boy's death. According to court documents cited by the Post-Dispatch, Joaquim reportedly told police, "I slit his throat. I tried getting him away from his dad. I slit his neck." The Post-Dispatch reports Joaquim also told officers she just wanted him to rest in peace. The boy, whose name was not released, survived the attack. Jakeem's relationship to the boy was not made clear by the police. KSDK-TV reports Jakeem and the child are related. The boy had an 8-inch laceration across his neck. His muscles were damaged and required surgery, the Post-Dispatch reports. Police reportedly found knives and a razor inside the home, but none with blood on them, although investigators did find a drop of blood in the hallway. According to court records, Joaquim was charged with armed criminal action and first-degree domestic assault causing serious bodily injury. Court records show she was being held on $2 million cash bond. And her mugshot?
But the little boy survived.
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Her mugshot looks, she's got her, like, her shoulders up and her hair is kind of disheveled. And it kind of looks like a bad, like, end to, like, Caroline in the City or something, the television show. And she's, like, kind of like, who, me? It's like, you know, wah, wah. But it's like, holy shit, what you just did is insane. And she just kind of looks like, nah. It doesn't fit the face of what you'd expect for someone who just did that to a child.
Jesus.
Again.
Like, I don't...
I wish drugs
now,
were in this.
Does she look like somebody who is on drugs? Does she look normal?
Not especially. Kinda. Quite honestly, she doesn't look like she's that drugged up. She kind of has a fuller face. She looks like, I mean, from what I can tell here in the jumpsuit, she looks pretty normal, quite honestly. If I were to see her on the streets, if she had her hair is really disheveled in this, but it looks like if it was, you know, put together, no, you wouldn't think anything of her. Now, who's to say she ever does that? I don't know. But, just by looking at this would not be the person I would think was doing that. Again, I wish, you know, I wish the words drugs were involved was in this, but they're not. And that's
right.
What I'm wondering.
That would make some, I mean, it wouldn't make sense.
No,
nothing would help that make sense, but at least it would be like, oh, well, obviously she wasn't in her right frame of mind.
Yeah.
She was on drugs.
Yeah.
And maybe there's mental illness. Well, okay, you can't do that without mental illness being involved.
Well, I mean, sure, that
right?
You would think. I think anybody who does this certainly has a mental illness problem or is on drugs and or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
I don't
and
know how
that
you would.
Said, like, I still don't, even if you're having a schizophrenic break.
Yeah.
And it's, you still can't let that excuse. I mean, it can explain it and maybe it could lessen your sentence a little bit, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, it's still, I mean, I feel bad for someone who has mental illnesses like that, that would lead them to do something like that.
Sure.
But good Lord. A child.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I just gotta slit your throat.
I mean, I'm looking at the wording of this, and I'm just looking, you know, is there any way that she used the wrong words to describe what happened and it was taken into a completely different context? And I'm not saying that this is what happened, but because she said she was trying to get him away from the dad. So, you know, did she have something on her? Was she like trying to protect herself or something? And she had something on her. And when she got him away, she accidentally, you know, it ran across his neck. Because she says, I slit his throat. I tried getting him away from his dad. I slit his neck. Now, you'd, of course, want to word that a little more constructively if it was an accident of like, I was, I was trying to get him away and this slipped up and it got him and it, I, you know. But the wording very much sounds like it. She did it on purpose. But,
maybe if you heard the audio of that, yeah, where she's like, oh, my God.
But in inflection could be everything there. And then saying just wanted him to rest in peace. Of course, R.I.P. We're thinking gravestones.
That's the part right there. That's yes. Like,
but you know, but again, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Could it be he was trying to take a nap and she's like, I just want him to rest in peace over there. And but when you read it, it's being taken like just wanted him to rest in peace, like death. Again, I highly doubt it, but this could possibly be the worst choice of words imaginable for this circumstance. If this woman said these things like that and it was all misinterpreted completely wrong. I mean, it's almost like a horrible episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Maybe.
Doubt it.
My guess is that she hated the dad.
Yeah.
And she was willing to do whatever it took just to be like the child, you know, trying to get him away from the dad, meaning like not necessarily physically, like I'm pulling him and you're pulling him. It's more of a dad's got custody.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get him away. And so she did that on purpose to hurt the dad.
Yeah. No, I could see that being the actual story. But I'm just wondering, you know, as you look at these and sometimes you look at the quotes, it's like, well, if you read it that way, totally plays with the narrative. But if you read it this other way, it could completely change the narrative of what she was saying. And the rest of the information is just really speculation based off of the way that those words were interpreted. So I don't know. I mean, it's interesting.
You are totally channeling Keith Morrison right now because then Keith Morrison would be like, and she said she was trying to get you. I don't do a very good impersonation.
She said, I slit his throat. I tried getting him away.
Or did she?
Yeah.
And then so he sets up the whole scenario and then he says, and then.
But let's
listen to this.
But let's listen to her actual words.
And yeah, then, that's more that. Yeah.
And then you hear like, I accidentally.
It sounds different in her words. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the evil woman that we were all led to believe by the St. Louis Post Dispatch now, does it? You know, I don't know. It could be, I don't know. I could see someone in the heat of the moment and the utter chaos and panic just saying wrong words. I say wrong words when I'm kind of in those modes where I'm just like, I'm in such mode of just trying to get a message across as quickly and clearly as possible that I'll sometimes grab a simpler word than I should be using.
And yeah. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But like if I would have just accidentally
you put that
slashed
in there.
My child across the throat with an 8-inch gash, I don't think I would have followed it up with, I just wanted him to rest in peace.
Again, it's like, could that have been hurt, said a different way in a different tone? You know, rest in peace. You know, if she would have said, I just wanted him to take a nap, no one would have batted an eyebrow. But because it sounds like she's...
I would have.
yeah. But I mean, it's just, it's could this be the worst possible choice of words, or is this one of the worst possible human beings?
It's one of the worst possible human beings, I think. My opinion?
Yeah.
Allegedly. One of the worst possible human beings.
I think you're probably right. That would be where my vote would go if, for what we know right now. But just messed up stories. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side of the News on today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. If you like the show, become a supporter. Sign up to be one. Go to our website. It is darksidepod.com. Well, we have Dark Side of the other one, but Dark Side Pod is where you want to go. And that'll take you to our Patreon page. Go right to Patreon and search Dark Side of. And you can support our show. $5 a month gets you access to advanced episodes of the show, final chapters, whole bunch of extras, and it's all commercial free. So if you like listening without ads, you want to binge away, check that out. Go to patreon.com and search Dark Side Of. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.